From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The number of farms going organic continues to grow by leaps and bounds. That includes more organic row crops raised by farmers in the Plains and Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports.
A new survey by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows organic farms made $7.6 billion in sales last year, a 23% jump in sales from 2015.
The industry is growing faster than it's grown in the past at the farm sector level.
Catherine Green studies the organic industry at USDA. In the past, Green says most growth has been driven by fruits and vegetables. But this year, there was a jump in organic field crops like hay, corn, and soybeans for livestock feed.
Organic corn and soybeans were up 30% last year.
Organic is still small potatoes relative to the farm sector as a whole, but Green says consumers are willing to pay more for organic. So as demand grows, it has an outsized influence on the industry. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Boone Hospital Center in Columbia announced today that it is cutting 50 employees. The center currently has 1,700 total staff members. Boone Hospital spokesperson Ben Cornelius cites, quote, significant downturns in utilization as the reason for the job cuts. In a press statement, he said the state of Missouri's budget deficit is a significant factor in Boone Hospital Center losing money. According to the statement, the laid-off employees will receive, quote, a comprehensive severance, outpatient services, and access to the Boone Hospital Center Employee Assistance Program. A company called Dialysis Clinic Incorporated opened the only dialysis clinic in Callaway County this past January. The clinic has been serving Fulton citizens 3 days a week, and now the company has plans to expand its days of operations to 6 days a week. Before this year, residents of Callaway County had to drive up to 40 miles to receive dialysis treatment, which patients often require 3 times a week, with each session taking around 4 hours. Lakeisha Washington is the nurse manager of the clinic.
Right now we have a total of 18 patients. Once we open up to 6 days a week, we'll be able to service at least another 18.
The dialysis clinic is holding an open house on Thursday from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill wants to speak with President Donald Trump about campus sexual assault policy. In a letter today, McCaskill both criticized the administration's handling of the issue so far and asked to talk with him about working together on new policy. McCaskill said Education Secretary Betsy DeVos's decision to roll back former President Barack Obama's administration policy on investigating campus sexual assaults is confusing for colleges. McCaskill says it also fails to offer needed support for survivors of sexual assault. DeVos has said the policy was unfairly skewed against those accused of assault. McCaskill says she now wants to talk with Trump about bipartisan solutions and a bill she's sponsoring about campus sexual assault. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.